Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and I want to thank all of you for joining us live on Blog Talk Radio. It's going to be a really good show today on this Sunday. It's 773-897-6461 to talk to us. I want to thank you on Psychic Chat, those of you who are in that room. Please remember to always, if you've got any questions or you've had anything that you've come up in concern, always get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com. That's all lowercase psychicjethro@aol.com. Those of you in the new followers, I want to thank you for following. It looks like we've got one right now, and we've got Tristan. Are you ready to go do some psychic work today, Tristan?
Hey, Jethro, no, I'm not ready. I'm having a problem.
No. Oh, okay. I apologize. Seriously. We've got a lot of people that are waiting for a while, and I was hoping I needed some help. So I will get to you, and we'll do a reading for you. Obviously, Tristan needs some reading here, and we've got some other people that are calling in, too. So what we'll do here in a little bit is we'll give Tristan that reading. So thank you guys for calling in with 773-897-6461. Just a moment here to do a little bit of what we do here in the marketing. We have got a new class set up for September, the third week of September of 2012, and we're going to have Psychic Celeste will be there, Psychic Jethro, and we've got a new psychic healer that those of you who've been listening in know about, and that is Sandra Hororo, and she is basically a very excellent psychic angel person, down to the fast, really gifted person, going to be helping with some healing to the working with people in their area. Those of you who are very interested in that, please get a hold of us. You know, we've always got that there for you. I thank you guys who called in. Please bear with me. We've got a lot of announcements. It's a longer show today, so when we go through this, what we have is we have a really excellent opportunity for those of you who've been getting the mini readings. I want to thank you for calling the show. We are doing a lot more longer readings with people, and we've got those scheduled. Those of you who did get a hold of us at the Golden Psychic Show realize that when with me and Andrew, and those of you listening in knew with Neil, we also had our Kelly come on and do a little Destiny card reading. It was an excellent show. You know, one of the things we brought up there and one of the things discussed is we're in those times. Everybody's having that time where they need to get with them. Get with your psychic. Get with somebody and start scheduling it. One of the conversations that were brought up and one of the things we had brought up here yesterday is that we have a lot of people that are on a year waiting list to get to their psychic. And so I realize with you guys, limited space, we give you that minute reading here. We give you that time. We also go through here as what we're going through is that we won't have Monday. There'll be a surprise psychic. Obviously, Celeste has been, and something's happened. She's not going to be able to be on Monday. So those of you followers, please listen in. We will have another psychic there. I have, just you guys heard me earlier at the beginning of the show, just talking with Tristan, our Wednesday psychic, and she said she's not ready to go on and do readings. So we'll be looking at probably with Wednesday. I will be able to do some days this week, but obviously with the hours and the extra stuff we've got, we're going to be doing busy. We've got always our Casey Kelly. She's willing to go on and do some shows, and that's what we're looking forward to. I thank each and every one of you. We all know that you know, this is that little bit of help to do with Blog Talk Radio and the really good thing we do. I appreciate all you followers. The best way to get in and get yourself a really good contest reading this month is to get a hold of Living in the Psychic Realm book by Balboa.com and buy the book and send me the receipt. Those who send me the receipt of it and one of the contests we're having will be getting a full reading. We're going to be a full hour reading, and that's what we're trying to do. We're really here, and I do realize, everyone, you know, this is a lot of time and energy. I've been working this and doing this pretty much. I had started, for those of you who listened, on Living in the Psychic Realm, and that was why I started, was to promote my book, which came out in October. I, you know, really promote that, and I'm doing that. Those of you who'd like to get in and get a chance at that reading, you know, go ahead. The book is $15.95 in Balboa. You can get it in paperback. If you want to do the hardcovers, only $29.95. Also, you can get it in other places. It still counts if you get it in Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or any other real outlet. The only thing that I need is I need a copy of the receipt sent to me at psychicjethro@aol.com, and you basically saying, I bought the book. You know, I want to be in for the reading. What we're going to be doing is, those of you who've been contacting me, I really, at this point, would like you to go ahead and start going with psychicangel.com. It is a very excellent site, and it is located, obviously, in Quebec, but you will notice if you look on there, it does do per minute per second, because what I found happening as we've been doing the psychic ones, unless I do have the amount, a lot of ones expect a lot of time, and this way we both get them. You know, I've read since 1995, and this is better for everyone. When you look at those things that we're doing with that, one of the really good things we've got here that's on is 646, you called in, and you're on Psychics Gone Wild. Can I go ahead and get you to give me your name?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Christina.
Christina, thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. We're trying to give those free mini readings and encouraging everyone to get a hold of the psychics and give us with the little stuff. I apologize with the mini ones, but we're just going to have you do a limited one question today.
Sure. I'm going to be meeting with two people in the company tomorrow, and I wonder how the conversation is going to go.
Okay. No, I see in this meeting with you, Christina, I see you really working with going through some other stuff. It looks like I see you're having some other things happen here, and I see you are really pretty much, it's like something else is going on here. It's like there seems to be, it seems like the business is going through a lot of struggle. I feel like they're having this meeting with you, and there's been some other financial things going on there.
Okay.
Christine, I feel like this. I know this is confidential. We're on the radio. I don't want you to say your company always, but can I get a little bit? Give me a little bit of energy around this business. You've been going through something with your business, and they want to have a meeting with you. And these are two females.
No, two males.
No, that's what I need. That's the kind of information I need to get from you. Because what I'm feeling here, when I feel your business, Christine, is I'm getting a lot of energy and color. And what I read here is that, Christine, give me your date of your birth.
12/11.
What I'm getting here and what I'm seeing with this on this, Christine, is I'm seeing a lot of energy here. And these two males I'm seeing with this meeting you're having tomorrow is going to be some work that they're going to work with you. And it's going to end up being, I was worried about cutting back. You know what, that's when I was talking about the finances?
Uh-huh.
And what I feel here is that I feel they're going to have this meeting with you, Christine. And what I'm sensing from this meeting is going to be a very strong, intense energy of people wanting to talk with you, going through some other things, and pretty much you're going to be on the part of getting to be able to handle everything else that you've got. And as I'm seeing this and sensing this, I keep getting here and sensing that you've got some other things going on, Christine, that are not... this business, I feel like they've got some other things there that have got to happen. I think this is going to be all right, but I feel like they're going to be talking with you and going to, I apologize, we're getting the echo. We'll get the business going and things happening for you, Christine. And I feel that this is going to be a change in a good direction for you. That's what they're telling me. That's what the guys are saying. So, you know, keep us informed. Call 773-897-6461 and get right back. We're going right in without no ado to Ellen. How are you, Ellen?
Oh, I'm just fine. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm on Skype, and I just want to make sure that you can hear me. Can you?
Really well, and I apologize for those of you guys who have been listening into the thing. You know, I feel like this is going to be there. Ellen, thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild.
Thank you. I would like to ask about employment. Do you see anything regarding employment coming up for me soon?
Okay, and I'm going to have you, Ellen, just say your name for me.
My name is Ellen, and I live in New York.
Great, Ellen. I see here that what we've got with you is I see that this is happening, and we, you know, of course, we always look at the fact of what I feel for you, Ellen, and work coming up, is I feel like there's, I feel like where you are, I feel like you've got something right there that's making already. There's something you've been, like, putting in for or putting out effort towards?
Yes.
And I feel that's going to be, it's coming through. It's just been a little bit of a different thing, and that's what I kind of feel. I feel like this is going to be stronger. I also see, obviously, you know, just a second here on the phone and picking up what I'm getting from you. You know, these are the things that you notice, you guys, that do these free mini readings, is that excellently, we're going to pick it up. We're letting Ellen know what we're sensing. And what I'm getting here, doing this by myself and on the work today, is I'm picking up that Ellen's going to be able to have some of the other things going and be able to do this. Are you on the line, Kelly?
Yes, I am. I need to give her a birth date, though.
Great. If you'll give us your birth date, Ellen, I'm going to have her do the math work so we can give you the best reading here, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit.
Sure. My birth date is May 26th. Do you need the year?
Yes, please.
1956.
Thank you. And as we're going through and we're looking at this, we're kind of going through and picking up the things we've got. I apologize to you. 951, you'll be the next person up. You keep bouncing off and on me. I've also got 518 and 2101 coming up, and then we've got Tristan, and then it looks like a 638. So go ahead, as you guys are going through, and give her this minute, and we're going to look at, Kelly's going to go ahead now and give Ellen the numerology that she has for her and what her birth card and numbers are showing up.
Okay, her birth cards and her planetary rulers, you have got, Ellen, you are a Six of Clubs birth card with a Six of Spades planetary ruler. You are like double sixes. The six cards speak to us about really state of things, really karmic things that happen on your life. The fact that you're a Six of Clubs, it's like there's going to be certain things that, you know, happen in your life. It's like no matter what you do, it's like the crossroads, the roads you travel are always going to end up taking you there. And the fact that you've got the Six of Spades as your planetary ruler, spades are always about work. It's like you're a hard worker. It's like that's one of the things that really shows here. And it's like, and you're a good worker, you're going to be one of those people who actually people look for in an employee, because you're really conscientious, you know, you show up when you're supposed to, and it's like they like you. People, you know, companies, people, employers like you for that. Let's see. You have got, okay, this is a higher purpose, country ruler. This year, your long range card, one of your, it's the Queen of Spades, it's one of the self, card of self mastery, and you're going to accomplish things in that. And again, because that is a spade, there's going to be a lot of focus on your role as a mother. It's not helpful for you for the working stuff. And it's like a lot of the stuff is showing. It's like you've got a Pluto card as your Two of Hearts, and it's like again that's relationship. There's got a lot of things doing with you with relationship this year. Man, your result card, Queen of Hearts, it's like that's a marriage card. And you're displacing the Eight of Hearts. And that's, you know, here's something we can finally speak to here. It's like it's a two-year cycle of success and good fortune, which you can attain a measure of success and recognition. You definitely get some of your wishes this year, and it's going to be especially good for getting recognition and attention of the public in some way. It's a year in which you have a certain amount of charm and charisma. It can be used personally, love matters, you know, or professionally for more success at work. So it's like, you know, it's like if you haven't dusted off your resume and all that kind of stuff, it's like hopefully you have. It's like it should be, you know, by applying yourself and
okay.
by putting yourself
I see
out,
that.
It should be good.
Thank you.
Very good. And Ellen, what I'm going to go ahead and just add on that is I do see some things coming in. As I said, you've got this in the morning. They said it won't be happening for the next couple of weeks. They said there's something here, but it's really good with it. I see you extra money coming in. You put some out, and I'm going to keep you in our prayers. And remember to always get that abundance prayer at psychicjethro@aol.com. It helps with getting the job. We will be having one of the people that originally came on the show talking about how she first came on with me on Living in the Psychic Realm, did the prayers, and got the job. One of the things those of you were talking about is we're working in those times. Yesterday, any of you who listened in to the show heard me talk about those numbers, those emergency numbers, and I have one for you guys, and what it is that when you're in financial need, we were talking about it yesterday, and we had a really good response from a lot of the callers, is a lot of people looking for work. 951, you're next, but your phone's doing something odd.
Hello?
Well, I'm sorry, we got to have to do that. 951, there we go, 951, can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here. My name is Natasha. Birthday is 7/28.
Okay.
And
so
I wanted 7/28. You need the year?
Yes, the year, please.
Yes.
71.
I'm sorry, my thought looks fast. Okay. Let me make sure I got this right. 7/28/71, correct?
Yes.
All right. Oh, wow. Okay, your card, you are a King of Hearts. This is really good. Any of the kings speak to every king needs a kingdom. It can also be a really hard one for women because you tend to have a really... a personality that sometimes men find hard to deal with because you're very much kind of an in-charge person. Like what's said about kings is every king is going to have a kingdom. So a lot of times you behave in that position of, you know, really taking charge, doing what you need to. And a lot of guys find it really hard to deal with that energy. But it's really, really good for business type things, especially if you're into, you know, any kind of entrepreneurialism. If you, you know, want to start your own business or you're in doing your own business, it's a really, really, really good influence for that. And the fact that you are a Leo, it's your planetary ruler. It's like the planetary ruling card for Leos is a double of that. So you've got a double dose of this King of Hearts person. It's called the Father card. You excel at business, Justin, and this is going to be double dose, especially as like a dealer or an advisor for finances of others. You've got more success in association with others or in partnerships and alone. You got better than average like in legal matters. And it just says it's wise not to argue with you because your keen mind can always find a suitable response. Difficulties with relationships, of course, are you really dealing with relationships? Or I didn't quite hear the first part of that question. Is it with finances you're interested in or relationships?
Relationships.
Okay. Alrighty. You're the King of Charms, but it's like, you know, in this case where you're female, the women have a problem because you're so powerful and so headstrong. You can usually stand up to any man, and you'd like to be that head of the household, and that can be difficult for a male partner to deal with you. When you're upset, you know, you can really have that sharp tongue, and it's like, and your mental power is just going to be like a double-edged sword. The pattern indicates there's going to be some faded relationships that occur to kind of reflect back to you. For all your lovingness and stuff, you kind of have sometimes an indecisive nature. And the consequences of that is just that, you know, it's like, well, when you can't decide kind of sort of what you want to do, it makes it really hard for someone else kind of to know where they're at. Because you're in this, you know, no separate planetary ruling, because you're this person born under this royal, the royal card, it tells us that you're just like a double or triple version of your birth card. Whatever qualities you have been doubled. And, of course, you know, you tend to sometimes dramatize these sometimes, but it's like you have a strong romantic nature, and sometimes, ironically, it turns around, and it's like your romantic nature can sometimes even interfere with long-term commitments. And I'm like going, okay. You know, but that's kind of some of the issues that you deal with. It's just like, you know, you have a very strong personality, and it's like it's going to take somebody kind of special to deal with the energy that you put out there. It's just really...
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's exactly
what you're experiencing?
That's exactly what I was calling to see when I would meet
that person. It's like, you know, and this is just kind of the good old home stuff I got from my grandmother, is that she always said there's a pot for every lid and a lid for every pot. So someplace on this planet, there is a guy who's going to love you exactly for the way you are and be able to handle that. He might have, you know, he might actually be like his card might be like a queen or something like that, but it's like, you know, but he's going to reflect some of those more, not passive, you know, but just, he's just going to be more subtle. It's like he's going to be, you know, okay, it's like, it's okay for you to take the lead. I'm good with that, you know, and there's guys out there with that, and it's like, there is somebody out there for you. I'm not really seeing a time frame or a timeline. I'm not sure, Jethro, if you're getting anything on the time frame here.
We've got that, and we've got some other things there that are going, and unfortunately, we've run out of minutes. You'll have to get a hold of us and do it. I do see some there, and I do think you are in the relationship. I really like what the guys were showing, and one thing we look at and really go through is to do these mini ones. We've got the time there, and I do see someone there for you, and it's just like the guys are saying, but I see this in about a month. We've got 518. Hi, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, pretty good today.
Great. I thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. You've got Psychic Jethro.
My name is Doris.
Mm-hmm.
I was born November 24th,
1929. Okay. Doris, I feel like you've got some other things going here. You called in today looking at what's going on and what you're looking at in the future.
Yes.
And I like, yes. That's what I feel, Doris. And I feel like there's been some other energy happening here for you. I feel like you've got some things going on. And what I'm going to look at is as we start to go through this, you want to get on Tuesdays or Thursdays to get those birth card readings, you know, and then to come in on those days. We've got some other stuff happening. One thing I do with you, Doris, is I think you're kind of looking at some other stuff going on. You've got somebody in your life right now that you're not sure what they're doing with you. And I feel like you've got, yes, okay. I'm going here, Doris. I apologize. I'm playing a little bit of music right now because I've got some backache, and I music helps soothe me. So when I get stressed or I get odd, I put that on. So, Doris, bear with me a little bit while we're talking here and just kind of go with me because I'm reading you through the phone. And with this being like this, when we're doing this many people right now, I've got about 12 people on the computer and other people in the chat room. So we've got their energy present. So what I'm doing is I'm blocking anything that's in there. And, Doris, I want you to do me a favor. If you would just tell me, if you could have one color that you painted your house, what would that color be, Doris?
Probably blue.
Okay. That's very good. And what I'm feeling with the other energy here, Doris, the reason I'm having to do this is I'm looking at the angel. I'm having some other work here. I'm very Christian. And what I'm feeling with you, Doris, is I'm feeling that you've got some other ones there that you can't, like I said, you can't really trust what they're doing. They're also putting on one smile and doing something and being something else. And the guys are telling me, Doris, with you, we'll ask you, have you do your one question you've got to ask. But the guys are telling me very quickly with you, you've got to really make sure what other people are doing around you. I feel there's other people that are not really out for your interest. Yeah. And Doris, do you have a question?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Great. We do this on the Senate Psychic One, and I was asking you if you had a question of relationship, financing, health. Like, what are you looking to see the next 6 months?
Yes. My son has very heavy medical problems.
Okay. And I feel there's some things going on there with him, and this is what the angels are telling me. They're telling me there's some really other strengths there. There's some other stuff going on with you here. And what I'm also picking up as we go through this is, you know, can I have you say your son's first name?
Robert.
Okay. I'm glad you say his name because this I feel this with Robert. Robert's going through, I know what I perceive here, that you guys are working through this. I'm seeing you trying to go through this. What I'm getting here is I feel like this has taken a lot of its toll on you, Doris. You're caring for your own. You're taking care of them. We always, you know, suggest is, you know, what we're doing here, you always go with the professional. But I feel the doctors and them are working with you, and I feel that you're working with them. And I feel that Robert is seeming not to get better. And I you're going to help me a little bit, Doris, because I'm just reading you through the phone, yet I'm reading your son through you. So you're going to have to Robert has got a condition that is so serious that he seems to be constantly battling something he'll always have. That's correct, Doris?
Yes.
And you're asking me in the psychic to look ahead and see what's going to happen for Robert?
Yes.
Okay. I perceive this happening. I feel that there's been a lot of things go on here. And what I feel with this is I feel that you're going to, getting when you obviously go with the doctors and the best choices. That's what I was picking up earlier. I feel that you're really going to be working with some other ones. I feel that this health thing is going to continue on. This is not something that's going to change, but I see that you're going to come to some work and some solutions. You're going to have some people helping you. I feel that Robert is really like working with you a lot in what's happening. I right now I'm praying in my spirituality. I'm putting out the prayers towards you and the feelings because I feel like, Doris, you're pretty much at the You're not going to give. It's your child. But I feel you're really getting stressed here.
Stressed. Yes. Very much.
Mm-hmm. And this is a harder reading, and now you guys understand what I'm saying here when we get into this. The really good psychics will help everyone. You know, it's like what we're here for to help you with, and we're looking at is we're looking at this happening for you, Doris, that we get this to it. I'm honestly going to say that I see his health having some other things coming out. I see him having some more health stuff here as we go into the year. I see you working hard to get this handled. I also am feeling, Doris, that what I'm percepting here, as I see it getting intenser. We always know that the energy's there to put that up. I see you putting up the energy of it, but I see because of consequences. I'm picking up there's something about where you live or where you are that's also affecting his health.
Could be. Yes, could be.
And I, you know, I mean, and I'm going to use a perfect example here. You've got my respect. I have a son whose lungs are permanently damaged. He'll always have damaged lungs. They told me that he wouldn't make it past the age of 14. And then the guides told me he would. So I went ahead and took him to Texas. We went ahead and did things there. Long story short, they said, okay, now he won't make it to 16. I didn't feel that either. I took him back to Texas. I found a person there. I found a specialist. We ended up, and the reason I'm using this example is my son is now 22 years old, and I have two very healthy great-grandchildren from this son, and his wife is doing well. And the reason I'm bringing it up, Doris, is when I'm feeling the energy with you, I need you now, as we're talking psychic, I've kind of picked up a little bit. I need you to kind of share with me a little bit of your story, and I can pick up pieces more around it, okay?
I'm her daughter, and I'm here kind of coaching her. She's never been on a call like this before. Just tell what you
okay.
want to tell. You adopted two children, and Rob has struggled. I mean, I'm not telling you.
No, he has struggled all his life. He has not been on top of things. He has had a hard time to do a lot of his things for himself. And he constantly likes to live under the radar. And that's about how his life has gone.
I feel this, and I feel sadly with the energy, Doris, but I'm really looking at the angels are doing, part of it, and I thank you guys for the family there and everybody to help. Doris says, you're really good with me. It's just I'm reading him through you, and we're having one of those days in Florida, is where I am, where we've got rain, and I call it frog day. It's where the energy is just wild. It's like bouncy and froggy. So I'm learning to live here and get new to it. So, Doris, what I'm really getting here with Rob is I get some other strange things happening there. What I was trying to get and I was picking up is I feel that, you're right, he always goes under the radar. I see some other things here that he's got some things going on in his life that seems to hurt other people. I keep feeling that, you know, you're helping him, and I'm glad you are because he's your child, just like you have with the others. But I feel that the sad part, what I'm picking up, is that I feel like there's going to be a difference there, and I think in the next couple of months here, what they were showing me with him is there's some other things happening, Doris, and that's what I feel. I psychically am picking up that this is going to turn on it. I also feel that there's going to be there's a woman here or something I'm picking up that's got some other things going on, and I feel this younger woman is going to be trying to help and get in, and there's going to be some different things happen. I always welcome you, and we've been on it real quick here. I've got to go on. We're doing real quick mini readings. And, you know, Doris, you're always welcome to get a hold of me at 928-284-0437. And if you get a hold of me because you've been on the radio show, I will give you that 50% discount, but I'm only doing the month of April. So you can do a reading that's only normally $60 reading for $30. Tristan, I know you've been patient. We've talked on the site. You're one of our people here. I can give you a few minutes, and then we're going right on. How are you?
Okay. Thank you, Jethro. One of my guy friends that I talk to, you know, he went crazy on me and blasted me with over 20 texts and somehow got my last name and my phone number, and I don't know how he got this stuff, and is threatening to call the police on me, and I'm like, for what? I'm saying to myself, what did I do? And, I mean, he's just a lunatic. I said, leave me alone. So that has just thrown me off all day into a panic.
It's okay. And Oh, no, that's all right. And I'm glad you called, because this is a good thing here. We're just talking about psychics. We're going to work. You know, never let them in. Tristan, you're a nice person. There you go with a time stealer again. These people get in. They get to doing that. She makes friends, and then they come in. And I'm not by any means badging her, but I'm really going on this, you know. It's like everything's happening, and it's like everything's kind of going really through the cycle, and you'll see you know, going through the energy here that what they're doing and is thrown around is when you get these people, and we all do, don't go that many minutes. Go with the energy of it. We've got the times we're in. In fact, Tristan's one of the people that I've got a reading scheduled with her. I've never gotten to finish it, and it's the energy of this. And what I really was getting here is that they're, I don't see this person doing any other thing. I see them wanting attention from you. I see them craving attention. You've got this. You know, she's got her own collection of fan club out there, or here, because we're actually here together. I used to be in California. But what's also going on is, Tristan, as I feel the energy with you, I feel the new strengthening of, I see you putting out, you know, your boundaries, and I see these people wanting you more. So what we've got to do, and this is something we're all working on and we'll be doing in those psychic classes, is don't only put up your boundaries. Don't only put up that energy. Make that force field a 10 ratio. With what we've got going on, I apologize, you guys. The phone, it sounds like I'm having, I guess, burps. I don't know what it's doing, but it's making weird sounds back at me. You guys can hear it. But
it sounds like it's food.
I'm not. I haven't eaten 20 minutes. I smell pizza, but I haven't had it. So what I'm saying, what we're going through here is we're getting on the energy of it, and that's what they've got. And like Tristan's got here, when we're out doing this kind of work, you get that. You only give this much energy. This person has went a little cuckoo. She just brought up a good idea where they're going that way daily. You know, you're seeing people go and you're seeing them do this energy. Watch with that psychic work. Don't let them do it, because they'll take it. They call them time stealers in the old day of work. In time stealing, I went through and counted out 2.5 hours with one person, 3 hours with another. That was about 2 months ago, and I realized at that point, I'm not a text person. I ask you, all of you who have my phone number, do not text me. Texting is one of those things that's great, but I can't do it. And I know energy-wise, if you think about it, if I'm going to sit down like this on the phone with you and talk, if you send me a text, 90% of those texts get trashed. And what I feel bad is I agree with Tristan. Tristan's helping people. She's really good. When you're writing a psychic like that, or Celeste, or one of our email readers, please, you guys, limit it down and then watch those, because those are letting people in just like the TV and just like any other thing in your house. Whenever you do a psychic connection, that's with it. So physically, those of you who sent me, I apologize, a lot of times you'll see it, it gets deleted. 98% of the time they get deleted. I went through and lost clients. I have clients that do hour readings with me, have done readings for like pretty much the last couple of years since I was in Sedona. Those clients know and have learned the hard way, if they text me, I'll get to them probably in about a month, because it's just that much. I go through quickly. I pick up certain numbers. You know, my son or one of these numbers, phone numbers, the rest I just didn't more delete. I apologize. But what I was got, and I wonder, Tristan, while I've got you on the phone, have you noticed how many times people will send you their not only spiritual belief, but their sports belief, what fan club they love in the flag, and here you are opening your text and you've got 70 texts to read on stuff that's like silly. I love jokes, but it sure infuriates me when it's on my phone and I'm trying to talk.
I can't tell you how many Maxine jokes I've gotten. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, am I here to like read cartoons, or do you want a reading?
Exactly.
It's
crazy. We're going to go right in with it. It is. And we got you on here. We're going to work a little bit more. We've got 610. You're on here live with Psychic Jethro and Psychic Tristan. What have you got going on, 610?
Hello. Yes.
Yep.
Well, I was just wondering if you could help me know what to expect about how my marriage will turn out.
Yes. I feel that we've got some energy here going on with you, and I'm going to, this is Psychic Jethro, I'm going to have you say your first name just for me.
My name is Marie.
Marie, I'm feeling with the energy. I feel like there's been some stuff go on here. I feel like you said that your marriage, and I got a push, which is to me is a feeling in my stomach of emotion. I feel like that, Marie, you've worked on this relationship a long time. I don't think you've just been married a year.
Yeah, a long time.
Okay. I know you guys wonder why I confirm. I always have been accurate, and I'm very psychic, but I do this to do two reasons, just so I can feel your energy and the guide you're showing me. And Maria, I feel like this is a very sensitive issue. I feel like you're a very prideful person. I feel that you take pride in making things happen. You're very...
Well, I used to, but yeah.
Okay. Well, that's honest, and that's okay. And what I'm also feeling here is I feel like there's some other things going on here. And Tristan, are you feeling this with Marie?
I'm sorry, I was just listening in.
We've got a female reader here on the night, but she's going to make me work. So, Tristan, as we go through this and we look at this, you're on there, okay. I've got Marie on the phone, and Tristan was going to choose just listening in. So what I'm looking at and trying to get here with you, and I'm feeling with you, Marie, is I'm also feeling some other energy here. I'm feeling like you pretty much got things happening there, and I feel this relationship. Can you give me a little more to go on?
Oh, what kind of things happening do you mean? I mean, I have four kids between the ages of, like, 16 and 23, all living at home. He moved about 2 hours away for a new job recently. And
okay,
I don't know what else to tell you.
That just so I can pick up, because I'm reading him through you. So to do this through a phone, I have to get, you know, your energy and vibration in his, and then your guides will show me the future. And what they're talking and showing me, the angel work and what I'm utilizing, is they're showing me that you two are going to be going through some more than just rough spots of the separation time. There's some other stuff going on here, and I feel sadly that I do feel that you two are going to be eventually getting apart, and I'll tell you why. Because as I'm looking here and I'm seeing the energies, I see that there's been some time here that some other things have happened. I feel that you guys have went through some more than just the kids growing up. It seems like you guys are working on agreeing to disagree isn't the answer. There's some things that you guys have got between each other that you don't agree on.
Okay.
And I feel that.
A lot of people say that, and I guess I don't even know what that is. I don't know. I'm kind of confused. Can you give me a clue what that is that we don't agree on?
What I'm sensing is I get that he seems to be upset. It seems like he's talked there, and he feels like there's things happening that he really doesn't. It's like you and him are not coming to agreement on. Some of it's like some of the things there, and it's not just family decisions. It just feels like he's not happy. I feel like that's what I'm picking up. You know
you
what
feel
I'm
like
saying?
He's not happy. Yeah, that's true. He's not happy. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I get, and that's why I say that. And
well,
I tell
there
you
was
what
someone,
else.
There was someone that kind of basically he had one of those, the French call it a coup de foudre, like a blow of the heart. Like it was like one of those kind of karmic kind of like, oh my God, she's wonderful kind of thing. I was there when they met 10 years ago. And and just, you know, within the last 5 years, I think they started, you know, kind of something up, texting and emotionally. And but she was just playing with him because she does this with a bunch of guys. It's not just him. But, so I think, you know, basically what he's unhappy with is that I'm not her. I just, you know, don't know
I
what to
too,
do about that one.
No, and I feel your heart and love. I feel the energy with you, and I feel the really good thing here is that I'm going to have you give Kelly your birth date and his birth date and let her run the cards for you.
Okay.
Sorry,
July 25th for him, 1959, and July 26th for me, 1961.
July 25th of let me make sure I got this. July 25th, 1959 for...
Yes, that's correct, 59.
For him, okay, and yours was also July 25th?
Mine's July 26th.
Oh, 26,
okay.
1961, okay. Can I get a first initial on him and then...
J.
J, okay.
And well, my gosh, you're going, well, she's
let me,
looking
let me,
it
let me
up.
Tell you, this...
She's going through and looking at these things and getting that ready for you. I want to turn around real quick and just kind of look here a little bit with Marie. And that's why I said I don't feel it going together. And then we're going to look and see what the cards and the numbers go. And 239, you're next after this from Kelly. Hello, Kelly.
Yeah, hello. I'm working on Marie's thing here.
No, you're fine. Just as long as we're ready. And I just, everybody knows it. Thank you guys. I apologize that we're having a little bit of disconnection problems. If you do, please call back 773-897-6461. I received numerous yesterday reports. And those of you who know, we've cut the show short. We're doing a show that's 90 minutes. We're not doing two-hour shows. It's just too much time for it and allowed about when we do the readings like this. We used to have two psychics, and right now I have psychic Celeste has been hurt, and I have psychic Sandra is also going through some things, and Sandra is going to be joining us but can't do that recently. And we just found out today with Tristan that she's not able to do this. So those of you who know of some other psychics, please, because when we do these shows like this, visualize you working an eight-hour job that you work. We'll add about another 4 hours onto it, because I used to work about 50 to 60 hours and running my own restaurant. Doing this psychic work is a lot more harder. So when you do about 2 or 3 hours of this, it's just like working a full day. So those of you who know why we're doing this is to help promote the books of mine, Living in the Psychic Realm, to help Casey and Kelly in her readings. She does kcbirthcards@gmail.com, and you can get in and get that reading with her, or you can catch her at 719-391-5033. So, Kelly?
Okay, let's see. Well, what's really interesting here with these two, because their birth dates are just like right together here, you have one of the big connections, which is called a moon card. It's like, now, his being on the 25th, he is the Three of Clubs, and you being on the 26th, you're a Two of Clubs. So it's like, not sure what other factors, you know, would be going in here, but it's like, just from looking card-wise, you guys, you know, if you choose to make this something that would work, it's like I have seen relationships like this be amazingly awesome. It's like you've really got, you've got some good connections. You've got the ability to make it work and to make it work really well. Let's see. I'm just going to look down here for just a couple
of minutes. Well, that's what I thought, and it always was that way. But, you know, something, I mean, it's like a whole other world. It's like I entered alternate reality.
I didn't kind of catch the first part of that. So you have been, this is your husband, or this is somebody you've been in a relationship with for a long time?
Yeah, my husband, and yeah, that's your description of the relationship. I thought it was that way, and I think it can be even better, but it just doesn't seem to be something. I mean, he did say he wanted to get back together, then he changed his mind again, and I don't know what to make of it.
He knows what he's doing. Okay, right, I see what you're saying. So how, you guys are married, like, what, 15, 20 years?
Oh, double that.
Okay, we got that one. Oh, see, we've got that with the reading of the cards. Now we're going to turn around and get the right side. Tristan has been picking up things that I'd like to talk to you too, Marie. We've got all the psychics on. I apologize. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going there. Hello, Tristan.
Hey, Jethro. I'm sorry, what is your first name again?
Marie.
He met this woman, and it was right in front of you in a bar, wasn't it?
Well, it was at a workshop in Sedona.
Mm.
Okay, but it was like right in front of you when you felt their kismet, right?
Yeah, the four of us were assigned to work together in a group, yeah.
And you knew instantly?
I started crying like crazy. I got this impression that I thought was nuts about this woman's going to end my marriage.
That's what I'm saying. You knew instantly.
Yes, I guess I did.
Okay, because that, I mean, I'm, when you were talking, I'm sorry, I don't know any other way of being just straight with you, is that he moved away for a reason, and it wasn't for the job, okay?
Okay, now you've gotten three of us, you've gotten three psychics, one who's told you the birth cards and the mount, I've told you they're not, Tristan's saying there's something else going on, and I need to get a real quick favor from when we're going there. I apologize. There, we got you back, Marie. Okay. So,
okay.
We're in a little bit of technical difficulties, but Marie, you're back on, and I think you caught on what Tristan was saying. We've kind of helped here with you. I know this is a wild one. I'd like to see, if you don't mind, just a few more minutes more, and we've got everybody patient. Please, 239-850 and 471. Still hang with me a little bit. Marie's been patient. She waited, so you guys can wait for her, okay? Marie, this is a real serious thing here now. You've heard us with psychics. You've heard us saying this. As we're kind of going on, when you called here, are you looking at something free will that you do? I mean, you brought up Sedona, where I live too. That vortex is a male vortex in the world. Are you feeling, I feel like you called in today for more than just an answer on how the relationship's going. Am I correct?
Well, you know, I don't know. I guess I guess it's part of why I'm stuffed up and I can't move forward on any front until I get straightened out in this area, I guess, yeah.
That's blocking you.
I guess it is, yeah.
That's what it is. That's why you don't want to move forward, because you're so discombobulated with this whole husband issue.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There we go now. And we've got you on there, and we've got Tristan, and now we're going to flip it right back. And you ladies, I'm getting all the fan mail. I know you're going to get uptight with me because I'm giving this woman both sides that this is fair. Marie called in. She has a really legitimate thing. We're talking here. I'd like to see the other side of this Aquarius over here, Kelly. What are you getting with that? What are you sensing?
Okay. A lot of the things that can happen, especially with time and things that have gone on, you know, over years in a relationship, it's like if he's making free will choices, it's like because what I just looked at initially was their time together, and like she's saying, it was that at first. Some of these times, though, it's like I would agree with you, Jethro. It's like there are things where if he's making different choices, he's making a free will choice, and he's going other places. It's almost better for her to, you know, in the old way, say, you know, cut your losses. And it's like, you know, I don't know. But it's like, if he's saying he really wants to get back together, blah, 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 it's like counseling. I would seriously recommend, you know, some marriage counseling and just seeing how sincere maybe he is. I mean, he might have realized this is a mistake. That's possible, you know. But on the other hand, there's some things here indicating that, you know, he might just trying to be pulling some wool too. So it's like definitely some professional help, some professional counseling, and just see really where he's at. And it's like, because there's part of it, it's like, you know, you definitely are invested in the sense that, you know, there's so much, we've had so much time together, you know, we've had children, had a family, and he may be looking at that too, going, man, I was really stupid, you know. So that could be going on, but, you know, then again, he could be, you know, I want my cake and eat it too, not sure. So that's what I'm not positive of with this, because it's like it could go either direction, but it's like if you get in there and really, you know, kind of go, well, what is real, what's not real? And it's like, is he real enough to you know, say, okay, let's go lay this out, you know, for some family counseling and see, you know, do you really want to save this, or is this just, you know, a dodge so we can just, you know, kind of continue on and you're going to continue doing what you're doing? Because, you know, the cards that are there for, you know, for your lifetime of stuff, and it's like, you know, they're still there if you want to tap into them. But it's like, it takes two people to make a relationship work. It only takes one really to ruin it. And it's
yeah.
Like, so, you know, I understand that only too well. So it's just kind of, you know, you guys, you both. I mean, it's like, you know, because he's made a choice, now you kind of have to make a choice also. But it's like you need to make it more based in, you know, what is going to be better for both of you in the outline. Because if he's just going to continue to, quote, make the same mistake over and over, it's like, no, then it is no longer a mistake. That's a practice. And it's like,
okay.
So, you know, that's kind of
yeah.
where I'm at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I hope we helped you, Marie, and we thank you. We're going to, at this point in the show, have you all hang on for a minute. And you heard that music. That means we're giving away some more free reading. So those of you who have been sending in, how do you get a free reading? You send in, and you send in the information that's on the show of Psychics Gone Wild. To get that half an hour reading, we had, it's like Chevis 375 won the psychic reading, and the question was, the answer was the Last Supper. It was the one that we did for the magical number 13. We had sent that into an email to Psychic Jethro at AOL.com, and at AOL.com she won. I want to thank her. I laugh because there was a lot of spontaneous people writing in. We know the new contest to get an hour reading with Psychic Jethro is to send in a receipt that you bought living in the psychic realm. I know I'm playing my silly alien music, and I love that. But I do that, and it's kind of like, you know, an old Trekkie music to me, and it reminds me of those old planets. So we're playing a little bit of silly music here. We're taking a few minutes to give out those free readings. We still haven't had the winner come in who put in for the reading Monday and won both readings with Psychic Jethro and Psychic Celeste, and you haven't claimed that, you need to send in your email to psychicjethro@aol.com, and we have your name. Put down your name. You want it in the chat room. And right now, speaking of the chat room, we're going to go over there, and I'm going to give away a reading. Everyone that's in our chat room today who's wrote, I want to thank you, Amy. I want to thank you, KC. I want to do Tristan. We've got, looks like those, and KC Bridge, KC Edge, I apologize, SCIDGE. You've all been put in for the contest, and we'll be given at the end of the show. We're going to give out here at I shouldn't say the end, but at the top of the hour, at 6 o'clock, we're going to be giving you a free psychic reading. And this time, it's going to be with one of our own, and basically, you'll be getting that free reading, and we'll give you that telephone number and where to get a hold of them because you put in. But what I'm looking at is those of you who've got in the room, anybody that's in the room right now, please, to get in the contest, type something in there. Type a phase, type anything. Type something that I can see that you're in the room and you're still listening to us, because this is how we do the contest. Right now, we have those guys in, and we're looking here to do this. We're going to take in a little bit here now and ask one of our people. I apologize to those of you on the phone. Please stay on the phone. We'll be back. We were talking with Marie. We've also got 239-850 and 471 still coming up. Hang on. Now we're going to turn around and talk to you. Tristan, how would they get a hold of you for one of those readings by Tristan?
You can write to me at triscuit17@yahoo.com, and I'll put it in the chat room, and we can go from there.
Thank you. And speaking of, this is one of the most gifted ones that we've had here, and the fact that Triscuit, as you heard, has been able to do some things here, and I keep calling her a name off her email, and I apologize, Tristan. And what I'm doing is we're helping people with the psychics gone wild. These are the times we're in, and you got to experience some of the new readers. And one of the really good things that we've seen is as Tristan was helping other people, me and Tristan kind of going back a little bit with Blog Talk Radio, we've had a couple shows that we've done together now. Wouldn't you say, Tristan?
Yes, we have, and they've been wonderful.
Thank you. I know my music's irritable. I've already been teased about it.
I love your music.
Thank you. It's my little fun music. I like the little Star Trek with the lady with the green hair and the big ears that came out and scared Captain Kirk. And this reminds me of it.
We're Trekkie fans.
It is, yes. Well, and it's coming because I'm going to be doing a lot more adding to the show. This was my first playthrough experience, and this week I had to put in quite a few hours and a lot of things. One thing I want to make sure that we understand, too, what we're going through is I apologize to any of you clients from the Skype. I have two other sites. I am running a little bit behind, so I have a couple clients who have readings out there. I will be getting with you guys. Bear with me. Tristan, while we're talking here on the phone for a minute, before we go back to taking the calls on there, can you tell the people when you really first found out you were psychic?
Basically, I found out when I was 5 and my grandmother had passed. And she came and one night I was in my bedroom and she was sitting on my bed. And I was like, oh my God, it's Grandma. And I told my dad about it, and he was like, Grandma passed. She's not alive. And I'm like, but why was she in my bedroom talking to me? And it was kind of very strange from there. And ever since then, I've had a few near-life death experiences, and I've just basically have always had this gift. And I say my gift is from God because I'm very spiritual and a white light worker and very Christian, and I pray to him and I pray to my angels and I get messages, and it's not like God knocks on my head and says, Tristan, hello, but it's a message from him, and I know it's from him because it's the truth. So that's long and short of it.
Now, that's great, and that makes sense. And one thing I noticed, as those of you who talked about this, we all of us psychics have something that we do find that is very interesting, is, and this is my, you know, if you've read my book or followed along with me, is my belief and my theory, and I want to see, is I know that as a child, I was able to really do a lot of these things, but I think what hurt me is the books. I honestly believe that when it came to psychic and working with the metaphysical, that I would do these. And all of you know that I had three teachers who read, you know, my first book, and you know that I worked with the teachers. And the ironic thing was, don't you agree, Tristan, that when you're they're throwing all these books at you and this knowledge and I mean, good example. I've always seen the aura and the chakra color. To me, blue is spiritual. It works with the heavenly powers, and it's angelic. And yet I've seen a lot of them argue, and if you look at books, they're saying it's only communication. It has to do with different, just these astrology signs, and it confused me.
Oh, so much so. In the eight, I mean, I've been working on this since the 80s, and it was before orbs were really known. And I would see orbs all the time, and different colored ones, different sized ones, and sometimes, well, not sometimes, most of the times they want to land on me. And at first I used to freak out and scream at them to go away, because I'm like, what do you want? Why are you trying to attach to me? And then, you know, I would read up about it and understand that it's just a spirit, and I just attract spirits. I mean, I see orbs all the time. They dance around my house. I go outside, I see them everywhere. And that was a really wild thing to experience and to go through, to be honest with you.
Better get me on the battery goes.
239, we got you on before your battery went. How are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know how long this battery is going to last. Thank you for taking my call. This is neat.
Thank you. I'm psychic,
before.
And I didn't mean to embarrass you, but I heard you say it earlier, and I wanted to catch it. But I'm trying. We love to talk. You got to bear with me.
Okay, it might keep going, just because usually when I finally get somebody, it'll go to the end. Okay, do you want me to ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay, the question is about a man on the other side. Do you think you could pick up Jeff McKinley and say something to me from him?
Is it your grandfather?
What?
Is it your grandfather?
No, no. Mm-mm. But if he wants to say something too, that's fine.
I think this McKinley is someone that was close to you that died a sudden death.
Yes.
And I feel like he's coming through. And I apologize. You've got all three psychics on here, and I have passed and come back, and I know that different energies they've got there. He's telling me that you still do the same things you used to do. That you still go and do things. You like to look in a window. I see this thing with the love here. I
love,
see.
Yes.
Yeah, I see it.
I
you
love
got a cute little
much.
Thing to do with. Yeah, you do a cute little thing with your hair too.
I don't
you
know.
You do that. Well, that's what he says. I don't know. I see it, too. I think it's kind of cute. But what I like about it is he's telling me, okay, you know, what do we know, guy, huh? But what he's got a sense of humor. He's telling me that you kind of always like to tease, too, that he found out when you laugh, you have a cute little way that you your body moves when you laugh, that you're good looking like the belly button up. That's
oh,
really
yeah.
cute. Okay. And he's saying that was part of it. The love here with you and him is there. He says that he kind of isn't too far from you at times. He still checks in a lot. And, you know, he worries about you. You have a thing about not paying attention. If you want something, you'll drive to do stuff. You still don't look both ways.
I didn't hear that last. If I want something, what?
They're telling me that you kind of, when you want something, that there's something about going both ways, that you've always been very strong. He said it can happen. Like, you kind of need to have some things go. There's something there that's a problem. He's telling me there's some kind of an argument or stress going on there, and it can go both ways.
Well, there's some people now that are trying to pretend like he's alive, and they're just trying to get at me. And they made a post from him.
I get it, and I'm feeling it. And I'll tell you right now, you call the right psychic, because this man is over there, and he's also showing me that they're telling you that he's alive, and they're trying to hurt your feelings. That's what he said. It goes both ways. You know what that means. You know that saying, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to laugh at them, but it's not just me. They're telling everybody who reads their posts that he's alive. This is going to confuse a lot of people, even his family.
That's horrible.
It is a horrible thing they're doing, and I just wonder, are they going to get away with it, or what's coming from here?
No,
we know that
not.
Part yet.
we know that it's not, and it's not going to go that way. It's, I can tell you something else is going to happen with him, that he's going to, it's going to come back. It's going to be there in the energy, and it's going to also go ahead and go with him. I can tell you something else that's happening with him. I can see that it's going to come back in the energy there. He's on the other side, and he's telling me very clearly, this doesn't only hurt him, it hurts his people. He loved people, just like he loved with you. And he's showing me that these people are lying and doing this. They're also trying to cause stress in his family to see if they can get people to react. They want to see tears from you and other people that did love him. This is a horrible thing to do. I have people that have passed on the other side. For them to do this, we know he's passed away. Why are they putting doubt there to cause it? They're trying to make some myth to get attention, to feed off of his glory of his life while he was here. They're not going to get away with it. They're going to get the karma back, and I'm glad. And I know your phone was going real crazy. We're going to do a few minutes with you, and then I'm going to have you. I want you to listen to our show because you're fun.
I think that I'm okay. I did a few, and I saw that I had about half bars, so I might not be as far down as I thought I was. So I think I'm okay. Maybe Jeff added some bars there.
I feel there's a little magic going on with you and Jeff right now. I also feel that Tristan wants to talk to you about your grandfather. She's picking him up real strong, and he's talking to her, so she's going to tell you what she's feeling for you.
Okay.
I picked up a grandfather figure that adored you.
Oh, must be my dad.
Okay. It's a male figure, obviously older.
Oh,
so
my uncle. Yeah, my uncle Harry.
Somebody like totally adored you.
That was Uncle Harry. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're telling me to tell you that they still adore and love you.
I know.
So
I talk to him when I'm driving it.
and he hears you. He hears you. He says, keep talking to him.
Yeah, he was a strong guy. He worked with wrestlers, you know, like the bodyguard. And
uh-huh.
If I'm in a position where I need him to hold up this so that I don't hit my muffler on this bump, I tell him to hold the car up.
And he's there for you. He's all around you.
Good. That's good to know. Because he's really the only one in my family that loves me. That's how it was easy to guess it was him. Everybody else was afraid of my spirituality.
It was more than love. He adored you.
Oh. He was with me when I was a baby, so that's probably it.
And you know that, though. You know that, though.
I know that because I was sort of, like, given a job living right next to him at the end of his life. So I was with him at the end of his life. He was with me at the beginning of my life.
That's awesome. And he's thanking you.
Yeah. I can feel it right now. I can feel him. You came right through the airwaves with that one.
Oh, yeah. That was huge.
Yeah, it's
big
usually
time.
Jeff and Uncle Harry that are with me. So you guys got it both right. But, yeah, he was like grandfather because we didn't really grow up together. We met each other at the beginning of my life and the end of his life. So, but he still just adored me both times.
Exactly. You're very blessed and lucky.
Very good. And that music means that we're going to give away that half an hour reading that was in the chat room. So hang on. We've got the names here. And the winner to it is Pamela Anderson. Oh, so if you have won.
Pamela?
That's really cute. Isn't that cute? Yeah. I'm like, okay. So you go ahead and have a chance to get into at psychicdeathrow@aol.com. And, you know, do it now. It's a phone reading, or you have a choice. You can do an email reading if you want to do it. But get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com. And this is something I'm going to talk about here for a few minutes that we've been doing. And this is a really good, what I call it is a dragon reading. This is the water dragon year. And those of you who really want to take and get that, look at that dragon, look at that, and go out there and say, okay, this year is going to be very strong power and emotion. If you want to get one of those readings, you can also have some things going on with that reading where you can go ahead and get in and just send it to psychicjethro@aol.com, a picture, and I'll give you a few questions. Put down, I want to know, you know, this. I want to know about mine. I want to know. And I'll look at that picture, and I'll give you that aura reading. And we include it the same way as we include a half an hour phone, so you can get that too. And I have people write me a lot, and they go, what is the amount of yours? We all know the lowest amount I ever do, and I have for a long time, is that 30. I do give these free ones. I also do a lot of other work. So what I hope to do is what I talk to you about this is think about if you want one of those year readings and you want one of those ones, to turn around and get one of those email readings. And it's a page long. I've had a lot of people tease me through the years, why don't I do the old full pages? Well, you guys who've ever listened to me know I talk fast, but my typing isn't that fast. I do those out. Those take quite a bit more time, so I do that. If you want a full year's forecast, get a hold of me, and I'll give you one. But this gives you a really good an idea of what's going on, and I do month by month with it. I've had people say, you know, I want that dragon mail reading. I go through and say this month, that month, and you go through it. Those are what we like to do, and those are the ways to really get that really good reading from Psychic Jethro. Speaking of readings, we're going to turn around and give a little promo here, and then we're going to go right back in. 239, it looks like your battery's staying up again, and the bars are working.
Yes, it sure is. I was in the chat room, but I was in the library, and they cut you off after an hour. So
oh,
I didn't get
grounded.
To... Yeah.
They're so grounded.
I'm not
71...
in there now.
Well, I'm glad. I'm proud of you to run out of there. They're going to plate your bars. Here we
My
are going in.
My computer was stolen.
Oh,
Yeah, I was hoping I'd get another one.
I feel that coming later. I do feel that's going to happen. I also feel like you've been kind of working on some things there of handling some stuff that you've been wanting to handle. And we're going to go ahead here. We've got the other psychics on for a minute. And what I'm looking at and having going on is that we've got a little bit of help here on this. We were talking about the channeling. Would you be a little curious here with having your birth cards done while you're on the phone?
No, that would be wonderful.
If you'll give Kelly your birth date, I'm sure she'll do that for you right here.
Okay.
Now.
It's 5-7-54.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. What you're going to really like is you're going to get a little bit of everything from all of us. We are doing this. I had a couple of you call in. Yeah, thank you. And you called Psychics Gone Wild. And what we're looking at happening is as we're going through here, guys, quickly, I apologize to Oriello. I have about 3 other callers that just got off. Please call back. I do laugh at you in psychic chat. I have some people that are chatting me. I am on here with other ones. We're working together. And we've got about another 25 minutes left of time, and then we will be down for the day. So any of you who really would like to get in, please, you've got 25 minutes. We had some calls dropped. Here we go with you. It's like, I apologize, but you're blinking and I can't get it. And I've got that down. I thank you. We've got that covered. We're kind of going through here. We're looking at it, you know. Oh, that's really cool. And it's like, thank you. When you want to get it, okay, a signed copy, really? Okay, really? That makes my compliment. Yes, you did go to school with me. Yes, you are right. Actually, this is very ironic. This is kind of cool. And, that is really cool. So you will get one. Tell her, Pamela, send me your address, and we'll get you one of those signed copies. That means that's very nice. This is a blast from the past, folks. Those of you who are listening in the chat room, we have somebody that I went to school with back in Army, Wyoming. And one of the really cool things we're finding out here is, you know, it's like, yes, it's like we'll go ahead and do that. And those of you who are listening in today, enjoying the chat room, Pamela and me went to school together, and that's a very good surprise. It's a nice, pleasant surprise. One of my new friends on Facebook, and you guys that are going on Facebook, one thing we've added here is we've added the psychic chat. Always go in and become a member. Ask to become a member. You can do it through my site. Mine is Jethro Smith, if you look up psychic chat. And you'll get it through Facebook. Any of you guys who do it, always go in there and type in Psychic Jethro. I'm going to come up all over. If you look at it, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm just getting around. And what's really good about it is if you look on my website of Psychic Jethro, you'll see there's a place to add in. Send in your information, and I'll look you up on your email and add you. But get into Psychic Chat, because there's where we give away a lot of readings. We give away a lot of prizes. And one thing really fun, any of you guys who are doing Facebook know, is that right now we're adding, I think we're close to 300 or 400 people already, and they're all talking and doing communication in there and sending out work to everybody. One of the things you're going to really love as you guys look in there is that Living in the Psychic Realm book that we were just talking about, what Pam wanting a signed copy of. I am promoting in there, and you guys will see that I even put a little of the experts. You can also see my book and read a little bit about it on, if you look in on Psychic Shop, Jethro Psychic Shop. Okay, I apologize, you guys. You can tell I got a lot going on. But what you'll notice and what's important is you can read a little bit. One of the excellent things about it is I talk about my psychic teachers. And I talk about, you know, Pam, be careful if you read that. You're going to remember some of these people because I also talk about high school in there. And I talk about a little bit about some of our friends that lived on Grand Street and some of their parties. But as kids, we used to go to different houses and places there, and I talk about that. One of my good examples is me and Tristan were just talking about being young and noticing when you were first psychic. I have an experience in the book, if you read about it, where I was at a birthday party and I read for someone. Pamela will know instantly who this is, and please don't give it away to these people because you know, it's fun to read the book. But the person's family, she had some things happening in her health, and later on, as we were at her birthday party, I read some things and saw these things and, you know, let the person know what I sensed. As a child, I found that a very scary thing. Some people are not psychic. Some people get really scared with this. Now, Pam will tell you, living in Laramie, Wyoming is very rural and very country. It's the University of Wyoming, but it also has a lot of people who are really pretty ideas and pretty well set in their ways. Well, needless to say, I was not invited back to any more parties, and they were very awkward, and they didn't understand that this gift does come from higher power and Christianity, but they were very frightened with me. They didn't understand why I was able to know things. But what is more importantly and fun out of it is through the years, I've learned to do this. I have a lot of people now through the years living in Wyoming for years in my family-owning restaurant that I learned to make friends with people there and have learned through the years to pretty much now they give me a good space. So if you're psychic, go out there and prove it. You know, go out and tell them you are. You've been really patient for your numbers, and I thank you for letting me go on for hours. Are you there, 239?
Yes. Oh, you know what? Duff's email was Jeff Rowe. Only he was down south. You know, I tell everybody his old email. But maybe he led me to call you.
His email was Jethro?
It was when he was alive, yeah.
No, that's excellent. See, and I love that. And I've had people tease me. You know, when I was a kid, everybody will say I went by Jeff because I was a little embarrassed. And I love my name now. I really do. That's very cool. See, I bet he did. I've had a lady come in to Sedona, and she goes, her cat's name was Jethro. And she goes, my cat told me to come see you. I go, I like this cat. You know, we joked. But, you know, it was cool. Kelly, so would you please give her a birth card before you kick me off?
Sure, no problem. Let's see. She is a queen of diamonds, and it's called the philanthropist card. It means that you often have difficulty deciding what you want the most. You love variety. You're very creative and resourceful. Unless you're worrying about money, which you often do, you know, it's like when you worry about it, you make it go away. When you kind of don't worry about it, it's like it just comes to you, okay? You got expensive taste. When you get money, sometimes you like to spend it on items of high quality, which is not a bad thing. It's like I have a watch that I still had when my dad bought me when I was 21. But for this reason, sometimes you spend more than what you're bringing in. And it's like, and sometimes that perpetuates those financial fears. But in spite of that, you're one of the most giving cards in the deck. You kind of sort of represent like the rich aunt or grandmother that takes you on, you know, shopping trip for some kind of new clothes. You're very charming. You enjoy the finer things of life. Sometimes you seek new adventures and, you know, relationships. It's like you've got innate good business sense and this talent of being able to promote your products or services. You can excel in a lot of areas. You have really good leadership abilities. Regardless of what you do, you are a queen, and therefore you tend to mother or nurture everybody around you in your work and life, whatever they do. You have a natural, you know, kind of a critical mind, but not critical and judgmental, just kind of analytical, capable of really doing this intense analysis and planning. At the same time, if you get negatively oriented and things don't kind of turn out as you want to, you can kind of get into that negative downward spiral. So you really have to practice this positive attitude to balance that tendency. As long as, you know, things are looking up and looking good, it's like keep it that way. Some of your most difficult relationship things are in the area of love because you're really, you know, sometimes headstrong, proud, not in a bad way, but just kind of like, you know, I am worth this, you know. You're fond of variety. You're kind of afraid of being abandoned. You've got the power to get what you want when you want it, you know, and it's like it's kind of a troublesome combination having all those together. Sometimes three or more relationships common for this card until, you know, you kind of happily settle down. You're very charming. You got this charisma. It makes it easy for you to start new relationships. The challenge is sustaining them. You usually get your wishes for better or worse, and you have to live with the consequences of what you wish for. So it's like, you know, that old thing, be careful what you wish for, is very applicable with the Queens of Diamonds. Your ruling card, this is a Three of Clubs. It gives you more than average creativity, this urge to express this endless stream of good ideas you get. You can find success in writing, speaking, some other form of creative expression. But that same creativity, you know, that makes you, you know, have these wonderful ideas can also really give you a greater deal of uncertainty. It's like it kind of goes right with that queen. You can feel that because of having so many options and possibilities, it's like that's kind of a curse and a blessing because you can't make up your mind. You can't decide. You worry sometimes excessively about inconsequential things. The key is always to get back to that creative expression. It relieves the stress of this overactive mind, signified by that card. And again, it gives, you know, long-term commitments, you know, can be sometimes problematical because sometimes you change your mind a lot and your partner's going, what? You lost him. You know, some of those are
tricky.
Okay, that's what I've got on that part without going into the whole rest of the story.
She's good. And one thing you've got to get with her, if you get a chance, is to get one of these done. Good example is I had a relationship, and we'll leave it there, relationship. The person's obviously moved on to her broom. But the relationship I had, long story short, was it was really a good relationship when it first started. And I had these done. I had Kelly did the cards for me, and she said, Evan does a birth chart, like she said, these reports. And reading that, I was just amazed. I was like on my way, now mind you, to my honeymoon as I'm reading this. And that's what it was. It was a scream that came out of my mouth when I realized, not good, Psychic Jethro. Mistake made. Run fast. Run very fast. I could not run. Okay, here goes my song. See, I know she was an alien, I'll have you know. But she was really good. But she was very much. So if you get a chance, do get the rest of the stuff. Kelly's limiting herself today because we got some people that were worried that we took so much. We give so much that they couldn't get on. I do apologize with a couple of the calls that we dropped today. Sometimes the machine does that. Me and Kelly are really here to help. So is Tristan. Call us back. You know, just get a hold of us and call us back. Because we'll get with you as soon as we get that on there. I've got you on here right now, and we're going to go ahead. Going in, we've got 207. You got in quick, didn't you? 207.
Hi, my name is Tom.
Oh, good, Tom. You scared me. Hello, Tom.
Sorry about that.
I talked about my ex, and then I heard a growl, and I knew she'd brought back her. Why, she came back with the hounds. No, I'm kidding. Just a little
she funny.
She
came back quickly, too.
Yeah, she came back quickly. You know her. You've read the police report, Tom. Okay, great. I'm glad you're on, and Psychic's Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, Casey and the Birth Cards, and Tristan and Tom. And I forgot your name, 239. She's also here playing with us because we got her bars on her phone. So, Tom, give us what you want to talk about.
Well, I got a lot of things going on in my life right now. I'm trying to move, trying to go back to school. My finances are in disarray. It seems we take one step forward and two steps backwards. We get close to reaching for something and something pulls us back. We're trying to go through the right doors and not push too hard. I was wondering if there's any input on that.
I feel that, Tom. I'm going to have you give the date of birth to Kelly, and she's going to look that up while I'm doing your reading, and then we'll have Tristan talk with you, and I'll go last because the ladies will want to read you.
Great. So, my birthday is January 27, 59.
January 27th, okay, of 69, writing.
Computer wouldn't let me get on my email. Okay, it was one of those that blocked the site.
Okay.
It's okay, going through it.
Okay, 239. We're going to let her go and talk about her email. We still got you, Tom, on. I think that's kind of cute. But what we've got is we've also got Tom talking with her on the birth cards. Tristan, do you want to go ahead and go while she's looking it up? Are you feeling something with Tom?
Hold on. Am I with 239?
You're with 207 Tom.
207 Tom. Okay. Because I heard you say 239. And,
yeah, 239. I just muted her. She's talking to her email.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. I'm a little bit frazzled. Tom. You're being pulled in so many different directions, and you almost feel frazzled.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up. It's almost like you want to do all these things, but when it comes down to it, you're confused of which one you really want to do.
Yes.
Okay. My advice to you, if you want to hear it, is...
Go right ahead.
Okay. Is to choose one that is pulling at your heart, that is your heart's desire, that you want to see fulfilled. And I think it's schooling. I really feel...
Excuse me?
I really feel the schooling.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm picking up school. I would continue with that, and everything else will just fall into place for you. But you need to stop spreading yourself so thin in all these different directions and just put your focus on the school. Does that make sense for you?
It makes sense, maybe not practical sense, because I have my daily, day-to-day finances to live with that I don't have. Follow me?
Yeah, totally. I know. I went to school, and I had to work a full-time job. So you might just have to do that. You know, go to the school part-time at night and work a job.
I plan on doing schooling online because of the gas situation.
Oh, okay, okay. So you want to do it, like, online. Well, that could even be even better for you. You could even finish it faster. True?
Yes, that is true.
Okay. So, I kind of think we solved your dilemma here.
I think you tried it, and we're going to go right into with Kelly. We got 10 minutes left, and Tom, I thank you. And I know that everybody gets really upset with me at the last minute, so we're going to do the last 9 minutes. Kelly, talk to him.
Okay, I'm going to talk fast here. You are a King of Clubs and an Aquarius. The King of Clubs card is called the King of Knowledge and Master Distinctions, and it's like you also have a Six of Clubs as your planetary ruler. This King of Clubs, you have everything you need to be an authority in any area you choose to. You've got this kind of direct line of knowledge accumulated from past life. Rarely do you live your life by any doctrine or philosophy other than your own. The fact that you are at age 43, I understand a lot of this turmoil coming up, because at age 45 is what they call, quote, the midlife crisis. And what this means in this particular line of cards I do, for the first 45 years, from birth to 45, it's like the cards are all lay in different places in the different years. At age 45, your birth cards are exactly in the same place as they were the day you were born, and you have that opportunity to remake your life totally over. And it's like the 2 years that precede this are like your pre-birth, you know, your pre-birth years. So there's a lot of things coming up for you, and it's like, and it is, it's kind of like a storm on the shore. It's like there's a lot of turmoil, a lot of things going, but it's like you really... once you decide what you want to do, and it's like if you're, you know, if you've definitely made this decision, it's like you're an excellent scholar. You learn really, really fast. And literally they say that, you know, the kings are, you know, the clubs are the people that if you want to be a rocket scientist and a brain surgeon, you can if you want to. You have that kind of mental ability, okay? Relationship-wise, it kind of makes it tough on relationships, okay? Especially when you're trying to go to school and, you know, take care of a family. But that's, you know, you guys can all work together and pull together and work through that. Your Six of Clubs ruling card, planetary ruler, helps ground you and keeps you on an even course. You tend to develop things and stay with them, which usually brings success instead of just leaving things half-finished. You do have a really good work ethic. You can be really stubborn at times. You have some kind of a competitive streak that takes other people by surprise. But great success is a real possibility as long as you don't remain in a rut and get stuck someplace. My grandma always used to say a rut is, you know, great. With the ends kicked out, so don't get there. You got to be true to yourself, or the karma, what you've said, and to you know, yourself, others, is going to come back. It's going to boomerang right back. So just make sure you really walk that straight line. At heart, you're a real peacemaker. You go to great lengths to have a peaceful, calm environment. Just be careful you don't ignore your feelings. Clubs kind of sometimes do that. You don't always like your emotional side or that of others, but that's your direct connection to truth that you hold so dear. You've got a special purpose to help other people find the light, and it's like as your family is helping you, you know, kind of do this return to school, it's like make sure you really keep your heart open to that, and it's like make sure you express that love and appreciation to them, you know, every day, even though you're tired, crappy, or whatever, okay? You've got really good career influences, and this may be, you know, the going back to school, and if it's going to be online, that's a really smart thing. You can find your true purpose this year. You just need to ask that question, because a lot of people will go through life sometimes and never find their true purpose. And because, you know, if you want to know and you ask the question, you're going to find it, which is really awesome. Let's see. I was looking at this. Some of the stuff that's really getting to you this year, you've got the Seven of Diamonds as this long-range card this year, and it's like there's a lot of valuable lessons about money and its role in your life. There's some really challenging circumstances and situations. You're going to be confronted with your inner attitudes about money and your own level of inner prosperity or poverty. If you're feeling prosperous or you're feeling impoverished, the Seven of Diamonds is going to put that inner state right in front of you so you can see how your inner states are the source of your external reality. If you find yourself up against financial problems, just ask yourself, are you in a state of fear or a state of relaxation about money and things in your life? It's like this influences, promises great material success once you adopt this inner attitude of prosperity and gratitude. And if you haven't seen The Secret, watch that. And it's like you'll understand the prosperity and the gratitude, that attitude of gratitude brings in.
You did very well, Kelly, and I love that. And Tom, we know you've off, but we're going to go ahead as if you're on the phone because I know you got throat. And now you're going to get to hear Psychic Jethro's at the last of this prophecy, because I feel this in the energy. I agree with both of the ladies and what they picked up, looking at Kelly's cards and seeing what she saw for you and your destiny, picking up what Tristan was doing and doing there. I, as a psychic, am picking up that you, Tom, have got some things happening in your life. Two of your other cycles are there. One of them isn't just the career, but when you started to talk, I felt this other vibration that your angels are telling me. You've got to get in what you want. And what you want this year, you better write it down on the menu and you better check in it twice. Because the guides and the angels are working with you, and what you're going to get out and what you're going to have happen in the next 2 years are going to be real strong. I agree with Kelly on The Secret, but I know the angels are working with you right now. They're really putting the pressure. So do that, King. Be that good person and get that good thing. Ask that lady out. You've been looking. You've been checking. Ask her out. The real surprise thing you may get is she may be looking back. We're going to take a few minute break here, just a second. You're going to hear a little bit of a crazy song of mine. And then we're going to go right back into what we were trying to do, and that was be psychic gone wild. For those of you who've been looking and checking and trying to find that psychic, how do you find that psychic? Here's a little bit of the wild thing that we're getting here. As we're going through and we're doing the different parts of looking for it, you always look and you go into a psychic site. You obviously go to a phone, you go to a place that you're looking. Same system works for everyone. Always clear your mind. Always set back. Do you feel like you resonate? Do you feel with this person? Look at the person. Sense the person. You know, having a psychic reading is a very positive thing to have done. But you always want to make sure when you're looking and you're working with other people is that you're getting that best reading. We had a couple of complaints a couple months ago, and Tristan is a witness that we had some psychic work that was done that wasn't really on there, that someone else that was there. And what we did is we came up with, if you have a problem, please contact the right people. Right, Tristan?
She's a little bit. Absolutely.
You know, and that's why we're still doing this, and what we're doing real good is that if you guys ever get someone who did like we were talking and heard about and we kind of did with it, please get a hold of them and do that. You've got about 3 minutes left. We've got one more caller in here, and you came on because you didn't want to hear my rock and roll. That's a good question. 659, how you doing?
Hello, it's me. My name is Ophelia.
Great, Ophelia. You got in at the last few minutes of the show. You jumped the fence and made it in on Psychic's Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. How are you doing today?
Yes, I'm good. I'd like to have some Casey Cutts pulled for me.
Oh, sure. Go ahead and give her your date of birth.
1st December 1979.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Just go ahead and give Casey your birth cards, and she'll pull those cards if you give her your date of birth.
1st December 1979.
Thank you. And as she's looking those cards up, and we're going ahead and going through it. Did you get that information, Kelly?
It was that December 1st, 1979?
Yes.
December 1st. Okay, very good. Hi, Ophelia. Yeah. I remember you're one of the persons who wrote to me.
great.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got a really good pour here. We'll let her go ahead, and she's going to pull that in and do those cards for her on it and look up a little more. If you've had one of the mini ones, please give us a chance and go in and give us the full thing. One thing you'll really love about this is if you're going in and you're getting this on the radio, you're getting pieces, but when you sit down and get it all in your hands, like a report, as I was saying earlier, that Kelly had done for me, I could sit and look at it and repeat back to it. And it's different than over the radio. You're sitting down actually seeing all of it. Kelly were to give you one of these reports over that, she could pretty much take a show. It's that much information. You're getting a lot of information. If you don't get a hold of her, you don't get it, then you're silly, because you know 719-391-5033 is all you have to do to get her to send it to you. You can have it quick by email, or she'll even send it to you snail mail. Kelly's kind of that way. She wants to make sure you get the best. Here we go, Kelly. Give her that reading.
All righty. Was there anything in particular you wanted to look at, Ophelia?
Nothing, just a general one.
Just general. Okay, sounds good. We'll just go with that. Let's see. Okay, you are a four diamonds person. This gives you, okay, this is called the card of solid values. It's protection and finances. However, it's like that protection is only accessed in hard work. This card above most of the others, you got to put forth this effort to reap the rewards, or the rewards get away from you. If you try to get something for nothing, you're just going to have failure and frustration. It's like any money you have or receive is always going to entail some kind of responsibility. You've got really good business sense. You've got an ability to manage and organize the business really successfully. Others might see you a little bit stubborn, but you know that, you know, maintaining order and structure in your life, being clear about what's most important to you, is always going to give you the success and satisfaction. You're pretty much not going to change anything in your life that is working for you, no matter what anybody thinks or says. Even as children, you knew what was important to you and what was not. You know what you like. To achieve success, you often have to come to terms with your own inner restlessness, which is a five of spades in your layout. This dissatisfaction, which tends to kind of lead you away from establishing yourself in one area or making true progress. Often, the work you do is going to involve marriage or your closest relationships. You're really sociable. You meet a lot of people. You've usually got a lot of friends. Your difficulties to be dealt with in your life, you just have to watch that tendency to get into a rut and get stuck there. But all you really need to do to have more happiness in your life is capital work. You know, once you get into action, everything kind of smooths out for you. Your fears are kind of laid to rest. In relationships, you've got a lot of high ideals concerning your love, and these often confuse the real meaning of romantic relationships or situations. You seem really stable and tough on the outside, but inwards, you're kind of really restless, a restless person romantically. Or else, if you're not, you attract someone who mirrors that, who is that restlessness. You've got this kind of karmic destiny to have maybe one or more difficult relationships that, end up, separated, but you learn from all of these. But you add this together, you got people who really, you want a good relationship, but you've got to pass through some tests to get there. Relationships for you guys are just work, and more work. And a lot of times you don't get this life of ease and luxury until later in life. Problems are going to always ensue if you look upon your relationship as a means to escape from the harshness of life. You got a lot of charm, and you usually get what you want in a romantic situation, but just don't abuse the power, because it will turn around and really bite you if you do that. With that six as your planetary ruler, you've got a lot of strong, you've got really a steadying influence. Your personality is really good. It gives you tenserate peace in your life, and you kind of wait for things to come your way. Health matters is going to be a really important role in your life, probably learning lessons about results. And I said that six of spades. Okay, there we go. You have this potential for success, but you've always got to find ways to get yourself again out of that rut you get into. It's like, you remember, just that's the grave kicked out. Okay, you don't get there. You just, sometimes you find yourself waiting just for things that don't show up because you didn't pursue it. You got to take some steps toward it, okay? Your life kind of has a little bit of a destined quality about it. When you least expect it, something dramatic happens to kind of take you to the next chapter. Little bit look forward. It's like you can, this is 32, you can find your true purpose this year. And this is a transition year for you, because anytime that we're 32, anytime you have a number that adds to 5, so the 3 plus 2 is 5, it's going to be a big transition year for you in one way or another. It's going to be very transformative for you this year. So you've got some stuff going on, and it's like you're going to have the special opportunity to discover really and truly what it is that you came to this planet to do. It's like, and it's like, because you're asking this question, you will find the answer to it when you want to. It's like, and I can hear Jethro going, yeah, stop, okay.
No, she's fine. It's good. That's really good. And you got that. And you, I want to thank you. We looked at the show. We've got, we ran over a few minutes, and they're going to be cutting us out real quick. I want to thank you, Celia, for calling in. 659, we wish you the best and have a nice day. We're going to end up the show at the last with all of us that are on here with this. Please, you know, stay tuned to 773-897-6461. The Psyche's Gone Wild. It looks like we're going to do have some more things. Those of you who've been following know that, you know, they'll always be out. Look for some episodes of Living in the Psychic Realm by Jethro. That's something else. And I want to thank everybody. And we've had a great time. And those in the chat room, please go ahead and write us. If you would do me a favor and please join the show so I know how many people listeners are, we like to do it, and you're right on there with the person that put the advice. We do a lot, but we also, as psychics, I don't feel I should just give it all away for free. I don't ask you to come into my house and do all of my things for free, and I wouldn't expect the same of you. So we do probably give a little bit more of other stuff there. So, you know, I don't mind that. I welcome criticism, but I'll also be real blunt with you. One of the really good things I agree with is that we do too much sometimes on these talk shows, other work than just the psychic work. And I'll tell you part of what my opinion is on that from the years that I've done this. I feel that when we get in, we get the great people calling in, and I love this with it, but I think we get so much into that that we also forget really what we're also doing here. Proving to you is a great point, and I've been doing that pretty much my whole life. The really excellent part and the real great thing about it is I have a real good client base. What I'm doing this and I'm doing this show for is to help others. And that's why we're doing the discounts and we're doing the other stuff, is to get people not only believers in, but also to get the really good thing of what people enjoy is helping each other. People do it for different reasons. I know that psychically they're going to cut us off, and Kelly was right. We've went a lot. You know, you listen to me. I want to thank you, Kelly, for coming on. Kelly always gives a good job, and we're both doing it. We're learning to go a little quicker. I'm the talker of the two. Kelly's a quiet person. No, I'm kidding. Kelly's a talker too. So we got to laugh. We're going to turn around and go ahead and wish goodbye with her. Goodbye with Tristan. We're going to go ahead and go to end the episode. And those of you in the Psyche chat, we welcome you to get a hold of us.